Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I want to talk about missions for a moment. And it looks like pretty soon South Korea will surpass America in sending missions into the world, by the way.
Wow.
But statistics about what's taking place in regards to the population growth of the world and the growth of Christianity in the world, it's pretty interesting. I believe it's, according to most of this, comes from Pew Research Center and Barna Research and the Joshua Project, that the rate of the overall global population growth now is 1.2% a year in terms of religion. No, 1.2% a year, period. But in terms of religion, Buddhism is growing at 1.3%. Hinduism is growing at 1.2%. Islam is growing at 1.9%, which they're above the population growth of the year. Christianity is growing at 1.2%. The evangelical Christianity is growing at 2.6%. And that great moment, evangelical Christianity is growing at a faster rate than the population is happening on the face of the earth. The world population is slightly over 7 billion people now. And of that number, approximately one-third are Christians, of course, of all kinds of Christians. In 1960, 3% of the world was comprised of evangelical Christians. Now, by 2012, that percentage has grown to 8%. So in the 60s was 3%. Now 8% of the is evangelicals. And evangelicals are growing at a healthier manner than all that at 2.6%, which is really, really cool.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, it really is. The downside of these figures is that 86% of Hindus, Buddhists, Muslims, and tribal groups do not even know one single Christian.
Wow. What percentage?
86%.
Not one.
Wow.
Don't know one Christian. And the number, that number amounts up to 41% of the world, or 2.8 billion, who have not heard of the gospel of Christ and who will not hear unless an outsider goes into that people group. Isn't that wild?
Amazing.
Wow.
And the sad thing, the state of Christianity in the United States is, here's some data that's comprised, that a great majority of Christians are biblically and theologically illiterate. They profess to be believers, but they know little of their faith they claim to have. Mm-hmm. Christianities are more ingrown and private, they report, and they are not interested in any kind of outreach.
Mm.
This is a change from the past years, they report. Many Christians, especially millennials, which are those born between 1983 and 2002, are more interested in social justice and social service than earlier generations. Christians have been more negatively affected by the secular movements towards tolerance until many do not have strong standards of belief and behavior, such as they believe people have the right to do what they want to do without outside restrictions. There does not seem to be much visible influence on the world by the teachings and practices of the Christian churches. Here are more statistics they talk about the Christian population in general. 75% of adults in the United States say they have been influenced negatively by the economy, and they do not anticipate an upswing in the near future. 84% of millennials say that they make no connection between the Bible and their lives. 84% of the population that was born between 1983 and 2002, this is what they say, 84% of them say that they make no connection between the Bible and their lives.
Wow.
You know, because sometimes, you know, you think about, because when you're delivering truth, you think, you know, it's like, no, we got to stick to what we got.
All right.
You know, we got to get to the red letters, and we got to, you know. And they also go on to say digital addiction is a new phenomenon that has been identified by psychiatrists. Teens and young adults average 60 hours a week engaged in some kind of media, And this is going to create, they say, some long-term effects. And Christians self-identify as not being committed. Christians self-identify as not being self-committed. Only 20% claim that they consider themselves committed to their faith. And to me, based on the words of Jesus, is you have no faith if you're not committed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know where, how we, you know, if we, I like, I can't tell you his name, so I can't talk about, I can't tell you what it is right now, but understand this, that men only make moves when there's eternal consequences. And if you preach a gospel where there is no eternal consequences, a logical man says, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't make up eternal consequences. Just preach the red letters. Preach with the words of Jesus. Preach the gospels. And the power is in the taught word of God. And there are eternal consequences. And so when somebody, when you start hearing statistics like that Christians self-identify as not being committed, only 20% claim to be even consider themselves committed to their faith, that means 20% are actually believers.
Yeah, it's like, you know, giving someone a Tylenol that doesn't have a headache. Like, well, thanks, I'll put that in my pocket.
Yeah, right, just in case I need to get out of hell free pill.
Yeah, just in case. But if you don't talk about, you know, a Tylenol only makes sense to the person who has the headache.
Right.
You know, but we're not sharing the headache. We're just saying, just try this and tuck this away in your pocket. Use gospel when necessary.
Right.
Does it work that way?
Right, and you think about that, was it 2.8 billion people don't even... haven't heard the gospel yet.
Wow.
And if you have a dumbed down church, which means lethargic, well, let's just go ahead and call them all Christians, they're not going to hear the gospel. You know, 2.8 billion people aren't going to hear the gospel, not from America, but South Korea. South Koreans now are about to surpass America in sending more missionaries into the world. And God's been speaking to us about China for quite some time.
You know, we were just talking about... Just talking about these statistics, and there's an editor, Jennifer LeClaire, wrote a news editor for Charisma, wrote an article about Reinhard Bonnke, the evangelist Reinhard Bonnke's words, basically a prophetic declaration that all of America shall be saved. He said this in Vero Beach in Florida, and Florida has been known as a forerunner state.
Okay, what's that? Back up again. Because you really got my attention when you made the last statement.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't all connect when you said that.
Jennifer LeClaire. Jennifer LeClaire is a news editor at Charisma, and she wrote an article. She wrote an article about a recent prophetic declaration that Reinhard Bonnke, the great evangelist that was called to the continent of Africa, made about the United States. And he said
when?
That. I don't have a date, but it was February 2013. Sometime in February. And
all. A-L-L.
All.
The nation all. Itself or the people in America?
Yes, the people.
Wow, it's exciting.
I think very exciting. And she said, took special note since in 9 years that he's been preaching the gospel in Africa. 55 million souls, people have given their lives to the Lord.
Mm.
Wow. She's saying this is a rapid, you know, evangelistic thrust, and many are believing for a third great awakening. We've been praying for a third great awakening, and so, but she goes into the article to say that many Americans are coming to the Lord, and they're realizing that they don't know the gospel, they don't know the true gospel. She says, "Why is this happening? What is being taught?" And she goes on to say, "We're interested in headcount," and she goes on to all the stuff, but she says, "What are believers doing from Sunday after 1 o'clock to the next Sunday morning? What are they doing? Are we in the harvest fields? Are we in speaking to the people that don't know the Lord? And are we sharing the pure gospel of Jesus Christ?" You know, this Paul says it's all about not eloquence of words, but it's a demonstration with the Spirit's power. It's all about the cross. If we come with eloquence of words, we're going to empty the cross of its power.
Right.
And very, very interesting. And I just know that our hope in America is going to be for a third great awakening. It's going to be for many people to come to the Lord. And so I just thought it was.
Well, that's what Reinhard did. Reinhard preaches the gospel. He preaches the gospel with power, and people get saved. And he is into getting them rightly related into a local church or beginning And now he's actually doing church in the home. He's actually sitting in a home and talking over a dinner table with a family, helping people understand this can happen, and this is the way to do it. Because you're talking that kind of harvest. There's not enough buildings for that kind of harvest. You know, buildings are pretty much going to be training centers and sending centers, you know, for the church.
Well, the Lord showed him the same thing that Lord spoke to you about. You mentioned about stadiums. He's going to start to do stadium meetings in the United States. And so it's going to be a rapid just a movement. It's going to be awesome.
I've seen those stadiums. It's so exciting what's going to happen. And so did the founder of God TV. I can't think of her name right, Alec. And it's just so exciting what's about to happen. We've been preparing for this day. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.